Welcome, everyone. You found it. Hey, we're here. The Rational Revolution here on the Civic Media Network. I'm Mark Becker, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is going to be an interesting one. If you want to hear it, share it, all that. We are. You can download the episode at civicmedia.us or wherever you get your podcasts. But again, thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I had a whole plan of what I was going to talk about this week. And then I got a text message shortly after 3:30 on Tuesday that said, "What do you think of the column?" I'm like, "What?" And it was from a guy named Dan Schaefer, who's our political director. And I was like, "Oh, let's see what." Oh my God! I opened up the column and it said, "Pass the torch. Tony Evers should not run for a third term as governor." It goes on to say, "Wisconsin's governor needs to do what many other Democrats have failed to do and step aside when the time is right." He goes on to say that all things must pass. Tony Evers should not seek a third term as governor of the state of Wisconsin. It is time for him to do what many Democrats have struggled mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. For the 73-year-old governor approaching a critical moment in his second term with 2026 midterms on the horizon, the right time is now. I do recommend everybody takes a read of this article at the Recombobulation Area, which is a 19-time Milwaukee Press Club award-winning column. This really was a seismic piece. It was really well written. It goes through everything from the history of the Biden decision during the COVID-19 pandemic and all of that. It talks about Ben Wickler and his role in the Scott Walker debacle. Like it's really something that we need to talk about, and that's why we're going to talk about it with the man himself, the guy behind the pen or the keyboard, I guess. Political director for Civic Media and the Recombobulation man himself, Dan Schaefer, joins the show. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks so much for having me. It's always a treat to join you here on the Rational Revolution.
It's an honor to have you. And like I said this before we got on the air, I don't know what fire is bigger, the ones that are in Canada or the ones that you decided to start this week. So,
you know, I got to stir the pot every once in a while. We can't, you know, it's we got to have tough conversations every once in a while. And I think this is one that we need to be having.
It's the dog days of summer. And Dan Schaefer's like, here we go. And tosses a grenade in the middle. And let's see what happens. What was the catalyst? Why did you do this?
Well, this is one I've been thinking about for quite some time. And it is, you know, I think this is a big deal for Wisconsin. I think this is a big deal for Democrats. I think this is a big deal beyond Wisconsin, too, because I think national Democrats have had such an enormous problem with their inability to pass the torch to the next generation. That when are they actually going to take this seriously? I mean, after what happened with Joe Biden last year, you know, after Ruth Bader Ginsburg didn't retire at an appropriate time. And now, you know, even in the past few years, since 2022, there have been eight members of Congress who have died while in office, including three since last fall's election, all of whom are Democrats. Yep. So I don't know how many more signs that Democrats need before they realize that it is a real problem to be running candidates who are well into their 70s and 80s. And I think, you know, if you look back on some of the biggest problems that the Democrats had in 2024, I think the Joe Biden factor was the number one biggest reason why Democrats lost the election. I agree. His decision to run for a second term, and to, you know, go all the way up until the worst debate performance in the history of debate performances. And then to, you know, give Kamala Harris 100 days and a giant hole to crawl out of, to make it a race, against Donald Trump, ultimately coming up short. But I think that switch probably saved a handful of Senate seats, down ballot seats across the country, congressional. You know, I think the Republicans would have an enormous House majority had that not happened. And I think at what point are Democrats going to get serious about this issue, about passing the torch to the next generation? And I think we have an example right here in Wisconsin where it is a genuine discussion. Like, I think there are some times where we talk about both sides arguments where it's like a fake both sides argument or whatever. I think there are valid points on either side of this, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term or whether he should step aside and allow for a primary and to, you know, pass the torch to the next generation of Wisconsin Democrats. This is a real both sides argument. But I think it's a conversation we need to be having. And, you know, we're recording this on the Friday before the weekend of the Wisconsin Democratic Party state convention, and they're talking about the road to 2026. Well, they're not talking about who's going to be at the top of the ticket, because Tony Evers has not yet made a decision. He said he will make that after the budget. You know, typically that's wrapped by July. This year, I'm not so sure if that's going to be the case.
Right.
So I think this is to ignore this conversation and to not be talking about this, I think, is political malpractice. And I think we need to be having tough conversations for those of us left of center to figure out where we can go from here and start winning elections and start making real change for people.
What an agonizing thing that must be for him too. I mean, you know, like all of everything that he's done, you know, has been to fight and to fight and to fight and just kind of get scraps towards justice and equality and all these things that he's had to really legislate by his veto pen because of the gerrymandered districts and all of that. And like, I just imagine that little carrot that's dangling in front of him of like, oh my God, I could actually do something, because it looks like there is a possibility that one or both of the legislative houses of Wisconsin would flip. And so seeing that, you know, I've had conversations with people offline about, you know, the desire that Governor Evers has to actually like freaking do something instead of always having to take a punch and try to punch back as hard as you can, but you can't do much when you're outnumbered 2-1. That must be really hard.
There.
Yeah.
A couple things there. One, I think you're right. The prospect of governing with a trifecta has to be especially tantalizing, right? Like to be the guy who, you know, got us out of the Scott Walker years.
Yeah.
Ended the gerrymander and then governed with a Democratic trifecta for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be enormous. That would be enormously consequential. But I think we have to remember, one, it's not about the person, right? It's about the people of Wisconsin. And so like whatever glory that Tony Evers might have from being that guy to do that, it's ultimately not about the person. It's about the office. It's about what Democrats could do for people. So I think, yes, there is a possibility of a Democratic trifecta. And Tony Evers, I'm sure, would love to be at the, you know, the tip of the spear there. But I think at a certain point, you're risking a lot more than your legacy if you're choosing to run again when you're in your mid-70s. And I think there we have seen from the electorate that there are a lot of people who don't want older candidates. They want a new generation to come forward and to lead. And to another point here on Tony Evers, as I tried to make as clear as I possibly could at the very beginning of the column, the first line of the column is Tony Evers has been a very good governor for the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
My issues with Evers are not really policy issues or ideological differences or whatever it might be. My issues with Evers, it is largely an age-based argument, and it is also about building the party for the long term. And I think by staying in office, you know, for a third term, he would stymie the careers and opportunities from kind of the next wave of Democrats to really, you know, take a step up, and we could find out, you know, as the voters, who would really be the ones to step forward. We can talk about some of the candidates that I had on that list later, but I think it is ultimately about, you know, the voters choosing the path forward and not you know, the consultant class or whatever it might be.
As we're talking with Dan Schaefer, head of the recombobulation area and political director for Civic Media, I do want to talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about the potential candidates upcoming, but I do want to get into, like, you know, if his tenure is done now, how would you characterize what he's done? What are his accomplishments and biggest successes as the governor of Wisconsin?
Yeah. I mean, I quoted Ben Wickler early in the piece here. Yep. He said where I interviewed Ben a couple weeks ago on the recombobulation area. And he said, Evers' veto pen has been one of the most important collections of atoms in the world in defense of democracy in this state, which I wholeheartedly agree with.
He's so good.
I mean, I think Evers has been the bulwark against a hard right Republican controlled legislature, heavily gerrymandered Republican controlled legislature. I think he brought stability and sanity to the state during the pandemic. Yeah. I think he has, you know, my friend Dan Kaufman wrote this book called The Fall of Wisconsin about the Walker years in the state. Mm. And I think Tony Evers has never let the state truly fall. And yeah. I think that is enormous credit to him. But, you know, he has signed 3 Republican budgets. He has, you know, had a number of other things that people might take issue with. And again, I don't think this is the conversation to be having about that at the moment. But I think, you know, you're right. He has kind of had to play a little bit more defense than he has had the opportunity to really enact an agenda and play offense as the governor of the state of Wisconsin, too. So I think if you're, you know, kind of zooming out and taking this kind of big picture stock of what Tony Evers' time as governor has meant, you know, it has been, you know, a strong defense of, you know, the state's principles and, you know, so much of the election denier stuff and so many else that he has actually stood up for Wisconsinites in so many ways. I think it's been a job well done by Tony Evers in the, you know, 6.5 years now that he's been governor. But I just think, you know, he's not going to be governor forever. He's not a young man.
All right.
So at what point does he need to pass the torch? I mean, he'll be 75. He'll turn 75 in November 2026 when he's on the ballot again. I actually learned that we have the same birthday, November
oh, really?
5th. So we will be celebrating the same birthday.
Nice.
So his birthday will be 2 days after the midterm election. So he will turn 75 2 days after the midterm election on November 3rd, 2026, which would make him one of the nation's oldest governors. He's currently the 7th oldest governor in the country right now. Of those ahead of him, 5 of those are term limited. And one is roughly, I think the governor of, I want to say Rhode Island is roughly the same age. So he would be either like the 1st or 2nd oldest governor if he were to be reelected. He would turn 79 while in office. How are we not having this conversation right now, right? Like, how are we not having the conversation about whether it's the right decision to be running somebody in their mid 70s for a third term in office?
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with that. It's interesting. I started last week, I think I downloaded the audiobook because that's what I do audiobooks. But
same
it was
here. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you can't sleep and it's like, oh, let's listen to Jake Tapper talk about what the hell happened with Joe Biden. And I did. I've started that one about what happened and to kind of see Jake go on his media tour and have some pretty hard conversations. He was just on Pod Save America. Talking about, you know, guys, this is what happened. And to even hear the Pod Save America guys who are very, very liberal say, oh, boy, you know, probably that was not the best idea to do. And I really want to continue this conversation with you on the other side of the break. I want to talk about how long you've been thinking about this. I want to talk about, you know, where this came from. And then you know, all of it. I want to hear about what people are saying to you, who's going to run, all this stuff. Stay with the conversation here on the Civic Media Network. We've got Dan Schaefer on The Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We'll be right back.